Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And before we get into this episode, I wanted to do a little PSA and remind you that I put out multiple shows a week of Old Time Radio Westerns. You can check them out by going to otrwesterns.com or looking up OTR Westerns on your podcast application of choice. We're releasing over 10 episodes a week so far, about 100 a month. So definitely want you to check that out. Again, otrwesterns.com and check it out. I also wanted to invite you to check out my sister podcast site, OT Netcast, and that's N-E-T-C-A-S-T. So OT N-E-T-C-A-S-T, Netcast, otnetcast.com. We're currently releasing mystery genre shows, and this is shows like The Shadow, Escape, Suspense, and The Whistler. And we have plans on bringing other shows to the network for you guys to listen to. So it's my non-Western old-time radio channel that I can kind of do other genres that not only I like, but hopefully you would like too. You can check us out by going to otnetcast.com or searching O-T-N-E-T-C-A-S-T on your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be the Grand Ole Opry. Original air date is April 30th, 1949. We've got Red Foley in the lead role, and the first song is going to be Shortening Bread. Let's get into it.
It's Grand Ole Opry time!
Rob Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Well, I broke the string, boys, so I'm going to have to do something here. Red slipped in the kitchen, and it slipped up the lid, and it slipped my pocket full of shortening bread. Sold the skin it and sold the lead, sold the gal to make shortening bread. The man who did a baby learned shortening, shortening. The man who did a baby learned shortening bread. The man who did a baby learned shortening, shortening. The man who did a baby learned shortening bread. And they put on the lead, man, they're trying to make a little shortening bread. That ain't all that she's trying to do. She's trying to make a little coffee too. A man who did a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread. A man who did a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread. Three little babies lying in bed, two well sick and the other most dead. I said for the doctor and the doctor said, give them babies some shortening bread. A man who did a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread. A man who did a baby loves shortening, shortening. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread. A man who did a baby loves shortening bread. Thank you, man. Much obliged. Mr. Foley?
Yes, Rodney.
I'm so damn blame mad I could just bite off the butt end of a banana. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't have me no plans for this Saturday, so when I come in here tonight, I asked Wally Fowler what I could do with my weekend.
Rod, what did Wally say when you asked him what you could do with your weekend?
Well, Wally said, Rodney, the best thing you can do with your weekend is to put a hat on it. That just kills me to... Yeah. Howdy, friend. It ain't so hot tonight, is it?
Last week I learned all about friendship down there in Hornwall. Yes, sir, I learned that I ain't got an enemy in the world, but all my friends hate me. Who done that? It all started when my gal friend Susie come to see me. Susie come to see me there, and we had a little spat. We kind of get in a little argument there once in a while. She says to me, she says, Rodney? She said, Rodney, I can't marry you, but I'll always be your friend. I'll be your friend till the end. I says, okay, friend, lend me $5. She says, this is the end. Of course, woman-like, Susie started sobbing there and got mad and started sobbing and crying a little dab, dabbing half two dabs. She says, Rodney, how can you say such things about me when I have always told everybody that you are so sensible and level-headed? I said, Susie, you ain't never told nobody I'm level-headed. You always said I was flat-headed. That made her so mad she could eat a banana. She didn't dare say nothing, thought I'd flat to... I love that woman. Well, after we got through arguing there, we sort of made up, and we was a kissing there. We was...
Yeah, I kissed her. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I kissed her. I just love that woman. I tell you, look at that. I love to kiss that woman. It's much fun. I just love to kiss that woman. Well, we was a-kissing there when all of a sudden she rears back and she says, Rodney Brass, feel I could never marry you. You're too much of a caveman. And so I just throws out my chest and I says, Susie, you mean I'm a big, strong he-man and caveman? She says, nope, I mean every time you kiss me, you cave, man.
Great feeling to say howdy to that famous Montgomery, Alabama singing personality, Hank Williams. Good morning.
Thank you, sir. Hello,
Rob. Well, you wore out a brand new truck, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad. He done got peace. You gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad. He done got peace. And you gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. Well, this ain't right, and that is wrong. You just keep nagging all the day long. Now you gotta stop. I don't mean police. You gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out every night. Your daddy's mad. He's done got peace. You gonna change. Cause every time you get mad, you pack your rags and you go home to dad. You tell him lies, he don't believe. And you gonna change your ammo, gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad. He done got peace.
gonna leave.
Now, friends, here's Wally Fowler, an Oak Ridge Quartet, showing us what is meant by real spiritual singing as they give us Joshua fits the battle of Jericho.
Oh, Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Oh, the walls came tumbling down. The walls came tumbling down. Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Talk about your man of Gideon, talk about your man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Out of any
Joshua at Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua at Jericho, and the wall came tumbling down. Oh, the wall came tumbling down.
Tumbling, tumbling,
tumbling, tumbling down.
Here's the march around
Joshua at Jericho, and the wall came tumbling down.
When the lamb ram she born began to blow, the children began to shout. Oh, Joshua walked up to the wall, and he led his people out. I'm telling you,
Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, and the wall came tumbling down. Oh, the wall came tumbling down.
The wall came tumbling
down. Joshua fits the battle of Jericho, and the wall came tumbling down. The wall came tumbling down.
Family's having a little gathering tomorrow. It being Sunday, and folks are coming in from Berea, Kentucky, so they'll get together. I know there'll be fried chicken and a lot of good talk, and I know, too, that when the sun goes down, Aunt Lucy will go quietly over to the old organ, and that'll be the signal for a few wonderful old hymns. One of the first we'll be singing will be this one here called Cleansing.
Grabbed me and kissed me. Woo! never have been so insulted. He looked at me and said, excuse me, I thought you was my mother-in-law. Well, so while I was on that there bus, who do I see but that boy crazy, Messalina Moss. She's from Grinder's Twist. Messalina, messy for sure. Well, so they call that girl the draft board in Grinder's Twist. They call it draft board because she'll take any feller from 1845. I'm sure glad I'm not boy crazy like that. Well, so those seeing Messalina made me glad to have Hezzy. That there's my feller, Hezzy. Well, it is. That there's his name. Why, I call it that. The other night, Hezzy says to me, he says, Minnie Pearl, when I try to kiss you, I can't figure out why you always yell, stop. I said, what I can't figure out is why you always do. Well, I reckon y'all think all I think about is just kissing. That's right. Well, sir, I remember one time at a dance there at Grinder's Twist, I asked Hezzy if he'd like to set out the next set on the porch. And he got mad and said, if you don't like the way I dance, just say so. I don't know about that fella, did you? Well, sir, though we had us a shower for the line of Beetle Bob over in Grinder's Twist this week, and Prunella Peabody, the local spinster lady. She's the only spinster lady nearly about and grind a switch. We got one more. Well, sir, Prunella was there, and she nearly knocked everybody into a conniption fit at that shower. She told us she's got 14 kids. We all forgot she had a goat farm.
Hey, Minnie Paul.
Yes, Rodney.
Did I ever tell you about that I used to run a goat farm?
A goat farm?
Yeah.
You had one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got wind of it.
You got wind of it. That's a good one, ain't it? Minnie, it's much easier to milk a goat than it is to milk a cow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You see, in milking a goat, there's just two things you have to remember. First, you,
That's all right, then. Never mind, Robin. What I want to know is how come you to bust into that shower last Tuesday?
Well, Flitter, Minnie, Shalina's husband, Uni, told me that Shalina was expecting a shower, so I come over with my umbrella. That was sure some hen party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never heard so much cackling in my life. I'm telling you, I ain't heard so much cackling since Uncle Sipes' old rooster laid that there egg.
Now, Rodney, how can a rooster lay an egg?
Well, it ain't easy, Minnie. You know something? I heard them women are talking, and I just had to laugh when I heard what I'm saying. The gal said they didn't like to kiss a feller with whiskers.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they said that. They said when a gal makes up her mind to kiss a feller, they ain't going to beat around the bush.
Well, so some fellas does crazy things. Now, Susie Smirchy's feller took up for a ride in his car.
Susie Smirchy?
Yes. Smirchy's I can stand right now. Just go ahead. And he mustn't have been keeping his mind on his driving, because all of a sudden he turned into a ditch and throwed them both out on the bank.
Did you hurt them, Minnie?
Well, I guess Susie's fella must have been knocked silly, because he grabbed hold of Susie and started kissing her.
He did?
Yes.
Started kissing her?
Yeah.
Must have been delirious or something. he started kissing her, huh?
Yeah, and Susie says it seems to me it would have been a whole lot simpler if you'd just run out of gas.
One of the nation's leading folk singers, Little Jimmy Dickens.
tiger.
Now you do.
What do you brought along with us besides your guitar tonight?
Red, I'd like to do one of my latest recordings, a little thing here called Country Boy, if you don't mind.
That's one we
all right, Red. Simple guy, there's one thing sure to shoot. I hate those folks who think that they're so dead burned highfalutin. I'd be the same in Hollywood or right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad and scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Where I come from, opportunities, they never were too good. We never had much money, but we've done the best we could. My doctored me from young and old on Epsom salt and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feet sack, my fenders out of plow line. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Ma always fixed the chicken. If I'd reach for a drumstick, I was bound to get a licking. She always saved two parts for me, but I had to shut my mouth. Twas a gizzard and the north end of a chicken flying south. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over my old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
What you want me to sing?
Well, please. I want you to sing that in there where you just beat the tar out of them mules. You know?
You mean mule frame?
Oh! Yeah!
All right, you help me out, will you, Rob?
I'll try it.
Come on, Carl, you don't.
Ah, get up there, right there!
Whoa, George!
Get up there! If you say, ha! Get out there! Ha! If you say, ha! 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 Clear the clouds and over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clibbity, clear the clouds and alone. There's a plug at you in the back of for a miner in Corona. A guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dress for calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, mule, get along.
Ah, get up there, Pete, get over there.
Kate?
Gee,
Beck!
Clopping along the mountain train. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clibbity clop, clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism and pills for the soldiers in the hills. Get along, mule, get along.
Mule train,
There's a letter full of sadness and it's like around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had a new order. Bible in the back, where the Reverend Mr. Black did along. He knew, get along. Get along.
States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.